Well, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I am once again very thankful to be able to share the Word of God with you today. And I'm glad that you called in and that you're taking the time here to consider and to ponder the things of the Word of God. And I want to look at a little passage in 1 Thessalonians. And I believe that there's some things here that would help us in our daily walk with God, and that we can be inspired by Him through His Word. And I'd like to take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'll begin reading in verse 14. And once again, I encourage you to always go back through and read these on your own. And if you're not reading right there along with me now, write down these references, and it would be very good for you to go back and to read them and let the Lord speak to you, because I truly believe that His desire is to speak to us through His Word and by the Holy Spirit of God. He inspires us, and He gives us the Word of life. And so I'm going to be reading here, and hopefully you'll go back through these and look at them for yourself. But this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Now, I think I could probably spend the rest of our time right here just talking on this one verse here. But we'll try to go on and cover some more ground. But Paul is encouraging us, he's exhorting us to warn them that are unruly, those that are not walking by the standards of God. And he's not talking about beating them up and abuseful speaking to them, but just a warning and coming in love, but with a warning. He also says to comfort the feeble-minded. There's people that are weak, feeble-minded people. He says comfort them. Again, we don't want to make fun of them. We don't want to make them feel lower or less than us, but we want to comfort them. He says support the weak. I think this is a similar thing to the feeble-minded. There's weak people. Not everybody has the same strength. He says support them. Don't reject them or cast them away. Support them. Pray for them. Show them that you care, that you love them. And be patient toward all men. You know, patience is something that is very needful in our day. But it says be patient toward all men, everybody. And I know sometimes that can be challenging and trying, but these are instructions that we're getting for us today to do these things. Verse 15 says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Now, I am pretty sure that most of you listening today would have some background in the Anabaptist. And I know this is something that you're very familiar with. I want to encourage you again today. It's not just something that's handed down from one family to another. This is the instruction from the Word of God. This is something that God has told us, that we are to not to render evil for evil to any man, whether he's a believer or unbeliever, whether he's an enemy of ours, it doesn't matter. We're not supposed to render evil for evil. And I think you already know that. But ever follow that which is good. And Jesus Christ gave us the good example there. He says to follow that which is good both among yourselves, around brothers, sisters in Christ, and to all men. This world we live in, there's some people out there that just know how to agitate and irritate people. And we're supposed to treat them with patience, and we're not supposed to render evil for evil to them, but follow that which is good. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Some things here that I think you and I can recognize that we struggle with some of that. That's why he's exhorting us and telling us we need to do this. Don't forget, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's all of us. Verse 19, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast is good. You know, we're not to quench the spirit. When the Spirit of God works in a man's heart, it takes him to a place where he recognizes who he is and what his sin is ever before him. The Holy Spirit is able to do that in a man's heart. And we're not to despise prophesyings, but prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The only way we can do that is to keep in the Bible so we can remember what is good, what's right. Verse 22, abstain from the appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's by the blood of Christ, as you know. 24, verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. God calls, and I know we've talked about this before, but God calls you and he equips you. He doesn't leave us out there on our own to try to make it and try to see what we can do for ourselves. He will do it. He calls us. He'll do it. And that's good news for us. Because, you know, if you get stuck in the treadmill of trying to do things on your own, you'll find out, just like a treadmill, you're going no place. You're working hard, but you're not getting anywhere. And that's what I think is a lot like if we try to produce in our lives holiness and righteousness, we're on that treadmill getting nowhere. Or on a bicycle, that stationary bicycle that doesn't go anywhere. People exercise on those bicycles and you're just working and working and you're never going anywhere. You're getting some exercise and I understand some of the value in that. But what I'm trying to do is put a little recognition here to those that try to work on their own strength and to please God in that way, you're on a treadmill or one of those bicycles that is going nowhere. Lots of effort, but you're not going anywhere. The only way you can is to let the righteousness of Christ work in you and through you. That is a pleasing thing to the Lord. And so as you think about that, would you just cry out with your heart to the God of heaven, ask him to be your righteousness through Christ Jesus. When that happens, it's all going to fall in place just like it should, because it's God's plan. He calls you, and he will do it. Well, God bless you today as you allow him to work in your heart.